The leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air, and children are preparing for this coming Monday, Halloween, the scariest day in the calendar. Halloween is frightening enough without having Jim Nader in his boombox hiding in the closet. Jim is the host of the Annoying Music Show, and he joins us with annoying Halloween music. Jim, how are you?
Linda, I feel like I just drank a bird flu Slurpee.
Who is slaughtering this version of Harvest Moon in the background?
Well, this to me is the most frightening vision. It's the Singing Sisters of Syracuse, the good nuns of Syracuse. And from a graduate of St. Adrian's School on the south side, there's nothing more frightening than a nun with a ruler or a kazoo.
All right, moving right along, Jim.
Yes.
What is the next piece of frightful, annoying Halloween music you have for us?
Well, Halloween is like Christmas for the Annoying Music Show because so many of our songs are not just annoying, but actually quite frightening in their conception and execution. And speaking of execution, we wondered how this first group escaped it after recording this Halloween carol.
Why even Jack will be here? It's time for him, it's time for fun, not for the counter for everyone.
Do you haunt kindergartens or something to get this stuff?
This actually was a group loved by adults. This is the Shags, three sisters, Helen, Betty, and Dot Wiggin from New Hampshire. And Frank Zappa said the Shags are better than the Beatles. And we agree. And it's just one of the many Halloween classics that dominate the radio these days.
Okay, hit me again.
Well, I mentioned the bird flu earlier, and actually that's more frightening than anything you could imagine on Halloween or otherwise. But amazingly, the Annoying Music Show Medical Lab, and we have a medical lab, actually pinpointed where this horrible bird flu virus originated. It turns out it came from some hygiene-challenged geese in the Far East.
I gotta say that this ranks right up there with the kittens that sing Christmas carols. I guess every Halloween has got to have them.
Well, normally we don't play the animals too much, but the geese are so rare. And it's a good lesson for travelers, just when you're traveling wherever, to stay away from honky-tonk, whatever, other geese or whatever. Wait, let's bring it up a second.
Okay, now I think I have to drag you back to the traditions of Halloween. Kids,
I didn't realize
corn.
We were off theme. Are we off theme?
Pumpkins, think apple cider. Give us some Halloween stuff.
Well, what's Halloween but for the children, as you just put it? And let's be honest, it's the year's one chance for kids to collect a ton of free candy and eat as much of it as you can before you get home, which actually results in 95% of all kids dealing with this musical problem.
Keyword being vomit. Did I hear that? I heard
yes,
that much.
Yes, that's the classic "I'm Going to Vomit on You" by Crikey. And honestly, I just wanted to play this song so that I could tell my great-grandchildren that I actually played "I'm Going to Vomit on You" to the award-winning Linda Wertheimer of NPR. And now I can die happy.
I hardly know what to say. I think that was a brilliant place to end, Jim. But I'm prepared to listen to one more song if you want to give us one.
Well, you know, with the new Harry Potter film and those popular books, sorcerers once again are a favorite Halloween costume. So we thought the classic, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, would be the perfect music to end with. Unfortunately, the only version we could find was by the Black & Decker Orchestra.
Are we talking chainsaws or...
Woodshop Power Tools Orchestra under the direction of Woody Phillips.
Of course, Woody
using
Phillips.
Pipes, power drills, a drill press motor, table saw, 3 2x4s, a hammer, handsaw, and a broom.
Well, Jim, I would like to say that it's been a pleasure. But I think our listeners would see through that. So let me just thank you for showing up.
Linda, I love you more than a frozen Charleston chew.
Oh, my God. Jim Nader is the host of The Annoying Music Show, which is produced with the heartfelt apologies of WBEZ in Chicago.